Welcome to FintyDev Podcast. Today we are covering Excise Tax Public Clarification Transition to a Tiered Volumetric Model of Excise Tax for Sweetened Drinks. 1. What issue does this document address? The document addresses the transition of excise tax on sweetened drinks in the UAE from the current ad valorem model percentage of price to a tiered volumetric model based on sugar sweetener content per 100 ml. It clarifies how sweetened drinks will be defined going forward, how tax will be calculated depending on sugar levels, which drinks are excluded, e.g. 100% natural juices, milk products, baby formula, special dietary medical drinks. The administrative requirements for businesses: lab testing, product registration, transitional stock rules. Effective date expected from January 1, 2026. 2. What was the status of excise tax before this clarification? Before this change, all excise goods including sweetened drinks were taxed using an ad valorem method, a fixed percentage, 50% of the excise price retail price excluding VAT, or standard price list, EXTP012. For example, a sweetened drink bottle with an excise price of AED2 was taxed at 50% equals AED1 excise tax, regardless of whether it contained 3 grams or 15 grams sugar per 100 ml. Carbonated drinks were a separate category subject to excise regardless of sugar content. So the old system taxed based on price, not sugar content, and did not differentiate between high and low sugar products. 3. What problem is this document solving? The current ad valorem method creates issues. It does not encourage manufacturers to reduce sugar content, since tax is the same whether the drink is high or low in sugar. Drinks with identical sugar content but different retail prices end up taxed differently, which is inconsistent from a public health perspective. Some drinks with artificial sweeteners only were still subject to excise, even though they contained no sugar. The new tiered volumetric model solves these by aligning tax with sugar content, incentivizing reformulation toward lower sugar products, ensuring fairness. Taxation reflects actual health impact, not retail pricing. Exempting zero sugar artificially sweetened drinks from excise. Simplifying categories, removing carbonated drinks as a separate excise group. Sugar. In summary, before, excise tax equals percent of retail price 50%, regardless of sugar levels. Now from 2026, excise tax equals tiered system based on grams of sugar sweetener per 100 ml. Problem solved. The new model ensures healthier products are taxed less or zero, and high sugar drinks are taxed more, aligning with health policy and creating fairness. Key points: carbonated drinks will no longer be a separate category, their tax depends only on sugar content. Lab certification will be required to confirm sugar content. If no lab report is available, the drink will automatically be treated as high sugar until proven otherwise. Let's understand this with the help of an example. Excise tax example: 500 ml sweetened drink. Bottle size: 500 ml, sugar content: 6 grams per 100 ml, so total equals 30 grams sugar per bottle. Excise price: AED2 per bottle. Before current system ad valorem, 50%. Tax equals 50% of excise price. Equals 50% times AED2 equals AED1 excise tax per bottle. Same rate whether the sugar was 3 grams 100 ml or 15 grams 100 ml. After from January 1, 2026 tiered volumetric. Sugar content equals 6 grams per 100 ml falls into moderate sugar category greater than or equal to 5g and 8 grams 100 ml. Tax rate equals to be set by cabinet for moderate sugar drinks not yet published. Example outcome: if cabinet sets moderate sugar equals 30%, then Tax equals 30% times AED 2 equals AED 0.60 excise tax per bottle. If high sugar equals 50% and low sugar equals 10%, then this drink would sit in the middle. Impact. Current system, always AED 150%, regardless of sugar. New system, tax depends on sugar content. Low sugar drinks could be taxed less than AED 1. High sugar drinks could be taxed more than AED 1. Zero sugar artificially sweetened drinks equals zero tax. In summary, the new model introduces a health-based incentive reformulating to reduce sugar can lower the tax burden. Thank you for listening Fintitude Podcast.